I want to have a conversation now about the concept of justice for those who still carry the scars of the shootings 10 years ago. There has been some compensation paid to families of those who were killed, but for most, the fight for justice continues. And as several of you have pointed out and several of our guests have pointed out, a lot of anger continues to bubble around the fact that there has just been no criminal accountability, certainly no criminal cases brought against any of the police involved, and everybody throwing up their hands saying it's not my fault, but whose fault was it, and where does blame get apportioned, and where does accountability happen? One person who is trying to fight for a degree of accountability is Andres Nkomo, who is an attorney who is representing hundreds of affected parties who were either injured directly or impacted by the shooting in Marikana 10 years ago. They've brought a civil suit, which he's going to talk to us about. Andres, thank you for making time to speak to us today. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me. Good afternoon to your listeners.
It's our great pleasure to have you with us. Andres, before we talk about your civil suit, just to recap what I said there, no criminal cases have ever progressed to any degree in this case. There has been some payment of compensation. Is that correct?
That's indeed correct, yes. And what had transpired is that we had, over and above the civil suits that we had brought for compensation, also brought suits for an apology to be made unreservedly by the president. But even that, you know, has been defended by the president. He came up, together with Lord Mayne, he came up with technical defenses as to why he should not apologize and why he should not participate in the reconciliatory process.
He's come up with reasons, but a court has quite recently told him that those reasons aren't really good enough. Andres, the Johannesburg High Court just a couple of months ago is saying that the president cannot walk away from this and deny responsibility, that he might not have been directly involved in giving instructions to shoot. But, the wording that the court used was that he masterminded, participated in, and championed what they referred to as toxic collusion between mine management and the police. How significant was that court finding earlier this year?
It was very, very important simply because that is the expectation that we had of the findings of the Falam Commission. Now, Falam Commission had not gone to that extent, and it had to take us 10 years for us to find a court that confirms in detail that the massacre took place as a result of a toxic collusion between the state and capital, and President Ramaphosa, in his personal capacity, was the mastermind, and he was the one that championed it.
Okay, so that leaves you now with a court saying you absolutely have the right to seek damages and seek that apology you're looking for from the president in his personal capacity, as well as from mine management. Of course, there's been a change of ownership of the mine. Does that mean that your case is now brought against Sibanye-Stillwater? Is that correct?
The case was against Ramaphosa in his personal capacity as well as Lord Mayne. And the judgment confirmed that, yes, the three parties participate equally in the massacre. The state, Ramaphosa, as well as Lord Mayne. And therefore, it says we've got grounds now to go and review the findings of the Falam Commission to say it cannot be that the highest decision-making person that was blamed for the massacre was only Reapia, the then National Police Commissioner. But police, the politicians played a very, very important role in making sure that the state's characterization got to change, and the president was the one person that championed us.
Andres, where does that leave you now with your suit? So you've basically been given a green light to continue and to press ahead. You've mentioned two things. You've mentioned the pursuit of financial compensation, but also the issue of the apology. I mean, let's start with the financial compensation. How many people are you representing? How much money are they asking for? Is that seeking damages, mere compensation for the loss of breadwinners? How has that been broken down?
When we took instructions in 2012, we took instructions from everybody, including the people that were killed even prior to the massacre. Now, the value of the claim that we had placed at that time was just over R1 billion. But over time, simply because we got to realize that the ones that we represent are accused of having murdered their own brothers, we had to separate and give instructions to a different party. So that being the case, it meant over time we had to quantify what our claims stood as. As at now, I can tell you that we have been able to receive some compensation in respect of some of the arrested people, the large majority of them, for the unlawful arrest. But it's only now that we are sitting in court from the 25th of July up until the 19th of August to deal with the compensations for those people that have been injured as a result of the massacre. So this says it the judgment that we got now in the previous month opened the door for us to finally have the president sit in the dock in court and answer to what transpired in Marikana in 2012.
Has any kind of formal summons been issued yet instructing him or asking him to do that? Has he had a chance to give you a response?
Yes, indeed. The summons that we issued against government, to which government accepted liability, was issued around the same time, which was in 2015 already. Yeah. It was issued against Lord Min also. And instead of accepting liability like government has, he came out with a technical defense, out of which he was trying to dismiss our client's claims. Now, the court says it dismisses his claims for that. The case must be dismissed. He is accountable and is supposed to come through and answer.
Okay, so you don't need a new proceeding. You've basically got the summons already issued at the start of the case to act on. Okay, so that is obviously an ongoing issue in court. The issue of the apology, Andries, I mean, some people would say, what's the value of that? It doesn't mean anything. He clearly doesn't feel like he has anything to apologize for. So even if a court orders him to do so, is it really going to mean anything to the survivors? Why do you think the issue of the apology is so important?
Look, I'm standing now here at Marikana, the commemoration taking place.
Yep.
And we've got representatives for those that we represent, the injured and arrested, as well as the widows. One thing that they echo time and time again is that what they wish is that he would come through here and have a discussion about what really transpired and what he really meant about that it's not a labor dispute, but it's a criminal act and the police must act with concomitant action. Because he says one thing and the state has accepted liability. The court has now confirmed that it was the state, it was Lon Min as well as him that was at the center of all of this. So therefore, an apology will mean quite a lot and will mean quite a lot to the clients that we represent.
Andries, how confident do you feel as you stand there today that you will see that apology happen and some kind of compensation paid? I mean, you must certainly feel like your case has been bolstered by that recent court ruling. How confident are you that you'll get the outcome you're looking for, and how long do you think it's still going to take?
We have come a long way from 2012, and we had never thought that it was going to be necessary for us to issue summons, simply because we thought state parties with Lord Min and the president would come through and have a discussion and have the matter settled. Now, that has not taken place up until such time as we were able to force a court to accept that let there be agreements about compensation being paid to our clients. So I'm very confident that through the justice system, we should be able to find reprieve. Our clients should be able to find a court that suddenly or later makes an order that says the president must account. We are not far from it. Already, just now in the past month, the court has accepted there's legal and factual causation. All that we've got to do now, and we've made amendments as the court has suggested, all that we've got to do now is to apply for a date and we'll be in front of the court, and the president will be subpoenaed to come through and testify in his personal capacity.
And is that, do you think, going to be a matter of weeks, months, or could it be years, knowing what we know about the ability to stall legal proceedings with appeals within appeals within appeals? Andries, what sort of timeline do you expect to be working to?
We expect it to be a matter of months for us to make an application for a date and the court to issue us with a date. We hope that before the end of this year, we should be having a date. If not the early in the following year, we should be having a date that's not so long where we're supposed to have this matter heard and argued in court.
My final question then for you, Andries Singh, as you're in Marikana today attending the commemoration, what's the mood like there today? From the visuals I've seen on television, it almost looks a little bit, dare I say, festive, that there is a sense of community and that small businesses have popped up offering food to those who've come to attend. How would you characterize the mood there today?
Look, I think the fact that it's 10 years on makes a lot of people very unhappy with the interaction between those that were affected by the massacre as well as government together with Lon Min. You would also have noticed from the visuals that are shared that somebody was making an announcement that says the CEO of Sibanye, which was back in the day Lon Min, wanted to have a word here, and everybody else was very much against it. So therefore you can tell that the kind of treatment that the new company is giving is even worse, and the conditions of life of the people that are affected by this, even the community around the area, it's not improving. So the conditions are getting worse and everybody else is getting so much unhappy with this. And I feel that this should not be. Next year is going to be the 11th year. And we would still be yet to see justice being done to these people. Everybody is now saying, let there be criminal justice, simply because we have not been able to find justice out of trying to speak and trying to sit around the reconciliatory table. So I think it's getting worse by the day, and all the parties are not coming any closer to one another.
Andreas Nkomi, we really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very, very much for speaking to us. Lawyer representing survivors of the massacre, as well as the widows who lost their husbands to the shooting, and of course also the families of the 10 people who were killed in the lead-up to the events of the 16th of August. Speaking to us there from Marikana.